Hi, everybody. Travis Frank here with a holiday gift idea that might just be the greatest gift you can give a loved one, especially a mentor in your life or a young child. I'm talking about a lifetime hunting or fishing license. Heck, you can even get them both. That's what my wife and I did for our two boys. We saved up and got them each a lifetime sportsman license when they were 5 and 6 years old. Just last week, my entire family pitched in to get our nephew a lifetime sportsman license this year for Christmas. It's the gift that keeps giving for the rest of their life. If they move out of Minnesota, that's okay. Their license is always valid when they come back. If license prices go up, that's okay. Their license is already purchased. When I say forever, I mean forever. And just think about all of the memories they'll be making on the water, in the fields, and in the woods. The process to obtain this license is very simple. Just head to the Minnesota DNR website and search for lifetime licenses. You'll see all of the licenses available and the information needed to order them. This year, instead of purchasing a gift that will go out of style or get tossed in the dumpster, get your loved one a gift that lasts forever. Share the outdoor passion this holiday season. One day, they might just tell you it's the greatest gift they ever received.
Ho, ho, ho. I get to do my best impression and sort of play Santa today. Hey, everybody, Bill Shirk, the man about the woods. Today on the Minnesota Bound podcast, we document all kinds of stories with all kinds of people all year long. But a few of those involve folks making some pretty special outdoor gear from beautiful art crafted from, get this, bits of torn and recycled newspaper, to handmade paddle boards built from Minnesota wood, to portable patio bonfires made from a single pine log, even handmade downhill skis or art and wildlife mounts made from driftwood. All kinds of gift ideas today, really in all kinds of price ranges. It is the art of our Minnesota Bound storytelling. Hey, everybody. Bill Shirk, the man about the woods. Welcome to the Minnesota Bound podcast, the stories behind the stories. You know, I thought I'd have a little fun today. We're getting ready for the Christmas season, and it's that time of year when everyone is asking about gift ideas. And I thought, you know what? It's funny. We gather all these stories for the show, and sometimes it includes people who are making some really cool, unique outdoor, sort of spirited gifts. So today I put together a little list of some of my favorites from the last couple of seasons, and I'm thinking that the list might help you get a few gifts together for the holiday season. If not, at least you get to find some good stories behind our stories. You know, by far, one of my favorites from about the last 4 or 5 years is a story we produced on a guy by the name of Jesse Gerhardt, the American craftsman. I had heard about Jesse, and as soon as I heard his story, I said, we are going to do something for Minnesota Bound. And we spent a day with Jesse and put together what I thought was a pretty heartfelt story. And that actually won a couple of Emmys a couple seasons ago. But Jesse's story, local guy who was in the Marine Corps, and he was a machine gunner overseas. And when he came home, I think he was a little bit lost, trying to figure out what his next step in life might be. And he had always enjoyed woodworking. So I called Jesse, found out what sort of stuff he was working on, and he said, you know, I actually drive the alleys in downtown Minneapolis looking for old dumped pieces of wood. And sure enough, we went and hung out with him, and it's exactly what he does. He climbs up on old loading docks when he sees a piece of wood and goes and grabs it, throws it in the truck. You drive around long enough, you collect enough wood, and you can start making things. Of course, by the way, he has permission at all these spots to go sort of digging or city foraging. And then he takes the wood back to his shop. And the very first thing he had built back in the day was a canoe out of leftover chunks of church pews, I believe. and just other pieces of wood, and it's amazing. So he makes canoes, and then what's left over, that wood he uses to make canoe paddles. And what's left over from those projects become tackle boxes or fishing nets, and the leftovers there. He uses small chunks to make baits and other small pieces. He went so far to tell us that the sawdust that's left over, one of the other artists in town, I think he said, takes the sawdust and uses it to create forms of jewelry. So absolutely a story about recycling, but everything that Jesse makes is unbelievable. I mean, legacy type pieces. Without giving too much away, I actually bought a bunch of his pike baits, northern pike baits, and I'll be handing those out as gifts this year. They are just beautiful. And when you know the story behind them, they're just sort of magical. Again, Jesse Gerhard, you can check out the American Craftsman website online. He's on social media as well. But lots and lots of ideas from Jesse. Okay, that's one. And quite a story. Another that really rings true with me actually goes back to the pandemic. You know, when everyone was shut down and staying home, I guess we were no different. We couldn't really shoot stories. And many of the tales we tell involve groups of people. So we thought, you know, if we are outdoors with just individual people, maybe if we shoot from a distance, it might be safe to gather some content. So the first time we tried, we went to see a gentleman by the name of Raju Lamachani. And Raju's story is absolutely magical. I had heard that he would take the leftovers from the newspapers, you know, the weekend inserts, all the ads. He loves all the colors in those ads, but he hated that he was filling the recycling bin with all of this paper. And Raju was an artist by trade, so he started taking those leftover ads and creating wildlife portraits. And if you look at Raju's green art, Raju is spelled R-A-J-U. His site pops right up online. And when you look at the portraits, the loons, the robins, the birds, the fish, the outdoor scenes, it is unbelievable. He takes these tiny little pieces. He just tears the smallest pieces and glues them to create these collages that when you back away from them a little bit, they turn into beautiful, beautiful pieces of art. We actually were selling a bunch of Raju's smaller portraits and also his cards in the Minnesota Bound Cabin this fall at the State Fair. Check out Raju's work. A fun, fun guy turned into a great, just simple little Minnesota Bound story, but some beautiful stuff to fill the stocking this winter. All right. I have a bunch of other ideas here. But first, we need to thank a couple of sponsors. Before we do that, I want to give just a quick shout out to another idea that has been around for many of our years, Dan Cook of Cook Custom Sewing here in the Twin Cities, hand sews backpacks, dop kits, travel bags, tarps, even tents. And that is another favorite of mine. So check out Cook Custom Sewing if you need a couple ideas. Okay, time to thank a bunch of the sponsors who help make the Minnesota Bound podcast happen. Up first, our good friends at Kinetico. Yep, Kinetico Water. You know already how much my family loves Kinetico. We have it in our home, and this summer we added it to cabin life up north. And oh boy, what a difference. You see, for as long as I can remember, we have always dealt with cabin water. You know, that stinky, foul well water. But after really a painless 4-hour installation, We had Kinetico soft water in the cabin and also Kinetico's K5 drinking system. No more bottled water to try and make coffee in the morning. Great drinking water right out of the K5 tap. The laundry, it smells great now. And the Kinetico water cleaned up both our showers and also our dishes. The world's most effective worry-free water system. Visit Kinetico.com to find a dealer near you and join the Kinetico family just like the Shirks did. Okay, also a shout out to the Minnesota Propane Association.
Did you know that a propane gas furnace lifespan averages 20 years while electric heat pumps only last about 14 years? And propane furnaces work in all temperatures while delivering warm and consistent heat in your home. Why buy two heating systems when propane furnace can do it all? Lasts longer, works better, and costs less. These things and more are being done today with propane. The right energy right now.
And finally, a big thank you to Hewitt Docks.
Hewitt Docks Lifts and Pontoon Legs began in a small south central Minnesota town with a mission to make dock install and removal easier by inventing the Rolodock. Well, now the company has evolved to provide everything you might need to improve your lake time. In addition to the classic Rolodock or the new Ultra Dock system, Hewitt offers all-terrain staircases, gangways, canopies, and lifts, along with any accessory you might need. Celebrate 50 years of business with us. Go to HewittRad.com to enter for a chance to win a free dock and monthly prizes. Hewitt Docks, Lifts, and Pontoon Legs. Work hard, play harder. You deserve a Hewitt.
All right. I decided to put together a list of some of my favorite Christmas gift ideas based on stories we've been telling within our television shows, specifically Minnesota Bound. The next one's kind of a fun one for me. See, we have a lot of fireplaces at the cabin, at the house, in the workshop, all that. So we burn a lot of wood. And as part of that process, we make kindling, you know, little stuff to get the fire started. And I used to have a great resource, a neighbor who reclaimed barn wood. And I would take all of his scraps and split it up to make some of the best kindling on the planet. Well, he's now moved and gone. So I needed a new source for my kindling. So I actually went on Craigslist just sniffing around. And I found an ad for these little dried pine discs. And they were also offering garbage bags full of dried pine shavings for free. Just come pick them up. And I thought, holy cow, jackpot. So I drive over into Plymouth, show up at the address and think, well, this is kind of curious. Ring the bell. The gentleman comes out and he says, Bill, what's going on? And I realize that it is Bill Bees, who is the proprietor of a little company called One Log Fire. We've been selling the logs for several years at the Minnesota Bound Cabin, but I had never actually met Bill. So we kind of had a good laugh and came back to see him and produced a story for Minnesota Bound and also another for a regional and national show called Made for the Outdoors, where we see how your cool outdoor gear gets made. Bill makes these Scandinavian one log fires. And essentially what they are is a little dried piece of pine log, you know, 10, 12 inches high. And he drills a series of holes into the log. And then he builds this little thing that he calls a mouse, which is a mix of like wax and sawdust with a wick that you stuff into the hole in this log. You light it, and the log over a couple of hours burns from the inside out. And you've got a little vent up on top where the flame comes out through the middle of the log. And in the old days, in the old wars, soldiers used to actually make these to cook. And do coffee out on the battlefield. But it's also just a wonderful little self-contained bonfire that you can carry around to put on your back porch. Obviously, it's a one-use deal because they burn up, but Don't worry, Bill will make more. Again, they're called One Log Fires, and they come in a couple of different sizes. You can check those out online, but a great gift to stuff under the tree and great for taking to the cabin or your next camping trip. So there you go. Yet another Minnesota Bound story. So we were just up last week shooting in Duluth, this next idea. And Frost River, the company, is becoming a synonymous brand with kind of the outdoor lifestyle in Duluth and Lake Superior. Of course, listening in today is my partner in crime, Brandon Morton, a.k.a. Swiss Army. Brandon, have you ever heard of Frost River?
I have not heard of Frost River.
Ooh, good. Good. So this is another great idea. I've seen their stuff around a little bit, but just had not really dug into the history of the company. And as soon as I did a little research, I said, yes, we have to get up like right now and shoot a story. Frost River, old school canvas, you know, tent bag type company that sort of went away at one point. And Chris Benson, dug in and kind of brought Frost River back to life. And now they are making some of the coolest outdoor gear up there. We actually went up to see three products being made. First off, what they call their campfire tent, which is very much like a baker tent. We got to hang out with sewer Vivette Botner as she had fun sewing those. Over the past 30 years, I think she said she had sewn 300, 400, like 600, almost 600 of these tents. Just crazy to watch her work. Also, we documented a Frost River backpack, canvas packs with heavy duty, you know, like saddle leather straps softened with buckskin and literally made from scratch at Frost River. And you'd think a backpack is a fairly simple process, but watching the dozens and dozens of processes to take raw canvas and raw leather and turn it into this really cool bushcraft backpack was just amazing to see. And then the third product, which was another of my favorites, Frost River has handmade tent stakes made in Duluth by a blacksmith, a guy by the name of Paul Webster, who is just an absolute stitch. No pun intended. I'm kind of giggling here. You just heard the email come in. It's from our friends at Frost River, just kind of saying hello. Small world. But Paul blacksmiths the stakes from scratch. Such a cool process to see. You can check out Frost River online. They make dozens of backpacks. They make all kinds of luggage, little kits, hunting gear, just all kinds of stuff. And all of it is made literally from scratch right in Duluth. Actually, an area called Lincoln Park that they are really bringing back to life. So really, really a neat story. Check out Frost River. Okay, I still have a few other ideas, but I want to give a quick shout out before we take a break here to our friends at Camp Chow. Camp Chow is dried, packable food made for Boundary Waters trips, made for camping expeditions up on the Gunflint Trail. Really, really fun stuff, hundreds of recipes. So if you want just a simple kind of stocking stuffer or a simple gift for somebody who gets outdoors in your family, check out Camp Chow. Just be prepared to spend a little time on the website. It's like I said, they have hundreds of very, very cool recipes. I've used a lot of Camp Chow, and it's amazing when you're in the woods. Okay, time to take a quick break and thank all the people who make the Minnesota Bound podcast happen. You know, up next, I want to give a shout out to our friends at the Minnesota Historical Society. You know, right now, the Minnesota History Center is presenting Sherlock Holmes, the exhibition. You can actually step into Victorian London and explore the world of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's world-famous detective. You get to learn about the powers of observation, deduction, and science while solving an interactive mystery. Sounds like a ton of fun. Visitors can also try hands-on gadgets and experiments based on real forensics. See how Sherlock Holmes and the stories have influenced real detectives and also pop culture. Open now through April 4th. Learn more at mnhs.org/SherlockMN. All right. We'd also like to thank North Dakota Tourism. It's time to plan your fall hunt in North Dakota. Get this, with an estimated 3.4 million breeding ducks, North Dakota Central Region is prime habitat for hunting waterfowl. In fact, right now, the state's breeding duck index sits 38% above the long-term average, and the water's up too. The spring water index is up 616% over 2021. That's a good thing. Now, when you consider that North Dakota has approximately 700,000 acres of private land open to public walk-in hunting, guess what? You've got an outdoor oasis. For the latest information about public hunting lands and private land open to sportsmen and women, visit North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Bag your limit this fall in North Dakota. Visit legendarynd.com. And finally, a shout out to our long-term partners at Star Bank.
Hi there, Ron Shera here for Star Bank. If you're putting your money into mega banks down the street, who knows where that money's being used? Bank locally. Keep your money local with a community bank that actually cares about you, your family, your business, and your goals. Check out the bank we use at Minnesota Bound. Try Minnesota's own Star Bank. You can find them online at starbank.net. When you call Star Bank, you actually hear a real living person answering the phone. Star Bank has 10 convenient locations around Minnesota to serve you and all the mobile banking products that you need to manage your money. Check out all that Star Bank has to offer at starbank.net.
Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Okay, getting back to a little bit of Christmas gifting. Again, based on the stories we tell from Minnesota Bound, you know, all of our stories, at least our good ones, are based on people, characters, right? Brandon, have you ever seen the story we produced on Lake Superior's driftwood artist?
I actually have. I watched that one just literally like 2 weeks ago.
Such a fantastic and unique concept. I just can't believe there aren't 100 people already doing this, right? So Jennifer Scissorback, I apologize if I screwed up her name. I always get that name screwed up. But she owns what is called Lake Place Gallery. And Jennifer is an artist at heart. And she decided a few years back to start going out to Lake Superior. She'd go to the beaches and start picking driftwood, just chunks of driftwood, little pieces, medium pieces, big pieces. She has these big baskets, and she takes all of this driftwood back to her shop and kind of divides it up into a bunch of bins, all kinds of different sizes. And then she starts on art projects. And she has come up with some of the most unbelievable Minnesota art I have seen. She does moose head mounts that hang on the wall. She's done wolves running, birds, fish, all kinds of really, really cool wildlife art. And it's all based on chunks of driftwood that she just kind of puts all the pieces together and solves the puzzle, and her stuff is incredible. I know it's in a few galleries in the Duluth area, but again, Lake Place Gallery is her own personal gallery. You can find it online. Check out Jennifer's work. A really, really cool soul and character, and just a fun story. Someday I will have one of her moose heads hanging in the shirt cabin.
Her stuff is absolutely amazing. I even saw an alligator on her website, which
yes.
is just crazy to me how she puts all those little things together and makes such crazy good art.
Like, if I were to try to do that, it'd look like a first grade project. No offense to first graders, but there's no question. I mean, they are very accurate. They are very real to life. And you look closely and it's just chunks of driftwood. It's pretty amazing. And I think that is what I love about Minnesota Bound is the stories are endless. I don't know what the next 3 years of stories look like that we'll go out and gather, but they're going to be of this quality and there are all kinds of characters and people doing cool stuff. We just have yet to discover them. Speaking of discovery, this sixth idea is, I'm very proud of this story. And here's why. We have a show called Made for the Outdoors. And sometimes Minnesota Bound stories will kind of rework them for Made for the Outdoors when somebody's working on a cool product. And back in 2016, we went to the garage of a gentleman by the name of Tim Shore. Tim Shore was a banker during day hours. And he would come home after work, give the kids a kiss, have dinner with the family, and then he would go to the garage until like 2 in the morning. Tim kind of wanted to really get into woodworking. And he decided that instead of paying all this money to make a paddleboard, that in the garage he would just do some work and build his own. And he got really good at it and was suddenly selling paddleboards to people. So we did this story. We actually call it an In the Garage segment about Tim building. You know, the story ran in Minnesota Bound. And I don't know, it was maybe a year or two later that Tim called and just said, unbelievable, thank you. You know, you kind of go, oh, no problem. That's just what we do. We put stories on the air. He said, no, you don't get it. I took a call from an angel investor. Somebody was watching TV, waiting for the Vikings game, clicking through the channels, and just happened to stop on my story. Watched it, was intrigued, and this investor called Tim and said, I'll make a deal with you. You quit your job at the bank, and I will set you up with a new facility. I will buy you all new tools, and you will go to work full-time making your boards. And Tim was like, let me think. Yes, let's do this. So now he has this beautiful shop up in Anoka, making these handmade paddle boards. They make wakeboards. They make longboards, skateboards. And Tim kind of wanted to take the business to the next level, and he had this idea. So now they invite people to come in, and Tim helps guide them through the building process. So people now make their own boards. In fact, we're getting ready to put an update story in Minnesota Bound here, actually next week, now that I think about it, just on what happened with Tim and how the business is coming along. But they're just constantly people showing up who want to make boards. In fact, there was a mother-son duo there when we were documenting the story. They had both made, I think they were wake boards, and they were back to make a second set of boards because they had so much fun. How cool would that be?
So cool.
You'd probably get some logo imprinted. The kid likes sharks, so they did a hand-cut wood shark sort of thing in the middle of his board. I'm sure you'd have something like soundboards and microphones and
just a set of headphones.
Tell everyone where the nickname comes from, by the way. I think some people know, but others might not. You are known, at least by me, as Swiss Army.
Yeah, it's a hidden talent, I guess, with audio. For some reason, I haven't taken any lessons or classes or anything like that, but I can do almost anything with audio. I can clean it up. I can make it sound better, make it sound worse, or whatever, but I can do pretty much anything with audio these days.
And so at one point, somebody called you the Swiss Army knife of the audio world, something like that.
Yeah. Actually, I had one of the hosts of one of the many podcasts I produce bring that up to me. And I was like, I appreciate that nickname. That's pretty clever.
Well, Swiss, do any of these ideas, by the way, sound curious to you, or is this just an awful list?
No, actually, you should see my browser right now. It's got a bunch of open tabs, starting with Frost River and then Camp Chow. As soon as you mentioned Camp Chow, I had to look it up right away because I love to go hiking and camping. And yes, I think I've got a few products I'm going to buy now. So thanks for it.
Camp Chow, when they were just getting started, remember the big hurricane that hit Puerto Rico?
Yep.
So everyone was sending food to Puerto Rico to help out. And Camp Chow decided to send a bunch of meals, but they didn't want to send like Minnesota wild rice. They wanted recipes that were authentic to Puerto Rico. So they did a bunch of research. And of course, now those are some of the most popular meals they offer. You know, the recipes stuck and people here fell in love with them. So yeah, Camp Chow.
It's all right. It's honestly the most extensive list of camping food I've ever seen. So it's impressive.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens.
The list never ends.
I will just tell you that Camp Chow cheesecake is amazing, especially when you're in the woods.
You mentioned that. I actually put the chocolate cheesecake in a cart. So,
yep, there you go. See, all right. A couple other quick mentions, a couple other shout outs. Years ago, we had done a story on Brandy Star Ringley. And I can remember, I think I mispronounced her name originally and called her Ringle. Brandy, I apologize. We've had a laugh since then, but it's Ringley. She picks glass on the beaches of Leech Lake. And that glass is like a century old. Way, way back in the day, the boats used to take all the garbage out into the middle of Leech Lake and just dump it. So for 100 years, this glass has been swishing around on the bottom of Leech Lake, and it, you know, just periodically washes up on the beach. And she picks all these really cool little pieces of now polished, you know, by time and earth, chunks of glass, some of it even the old school blue glass, and she makes jewelry out of it. Really, 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 really cool stuff. It's in a few galleries up around the Brainerd Lakes area and into Walker, but Lake Water Jewelry. You can find some of her stuff, I believe, on Facebook still. But yeah. Her jewelry is amazing. Also another, and I'm the owner of a pair of Shaggy skis. We actually snuck over to Boyne City, Michigan, because I had heard about this engineering kid who loved to ski, who graduated and took a hacksaw to his skis. Just wanted to see what was on the inside. Which, if you've ever tried to cut a pair of skis in half, it's a task. But Mr. Thompson looked at these skis they had been on and said, well, we could make these. So his dad, John, who had been his ski coach and ski tuner for a long time, they all got on board, and the brothers and mom, they started making what's called Shaggy's skis. And they are kind of handcrafted one pair at a time skis that have really caught on. A little more of an investment, but an amazing piece of outdoor gear. So if you want a one-of-a-kind ski, and what really makes Shaggy's unique, yes, they're handmade, but what they can do is they can really put any image on the top of the ski. So people all send pictures or art or drawings. So they have a one-of-a-kind pair of skis. So Shaggy's, really, really neat.
So you're saying I could put a pair of headphones on those as well?
Yeah, and they wouldn't even have to look like the headphones on the custom paddleboard you're making.
Exactly, matching pair.
Or you could just do a little white cross right? Like the Swiss Army logo. Speaking of which, my youngest, Bennett Shirk, has a favorite little quip. What is the best part of Switzerland's flag?
And what is that?
Well, the flag is a plus.
Jeez. Your son with the dad jokes. Nice.
It's unbelievable. God. The problem was I sat there going, huh? Oh.
Yeah. That's good enough. I got to use that.
But the reason I bring that up is Shaggy's every year does a limited edition for the year of Ski Patrol skis. And of course, every member on Ski Patrol, whether they're in Michigan, Minnesota, you know, wherever, they want these limited edition skis because it's, you know, the Swiss cross is also the logo of the Ski Patrol. So kind of a cool little thing. So anyhow, there you go. There are some ideas to get you ready for Christmas. Brandon, you know, I should hope that you've got a credit card out and you're going to have paddle boards and skis and Camp Chow and Raju's art and fishing nets and all kinds of stuff under the tree this year. But
I'm prepared to hit the maximum. I'm prepared to hit the maximum. And mind if I throw in a quick random one from you for you?
No.
I'd recommend Sagewood Gear. They're, you know, Northern Minnesota company. I'm a big knife person. The nickname just happens to work out, but I'm actually a big knife person and they make amazing custom sheaths and such like that. So definitely a good place to check out.
And in all seriousness, that's the point of this episode, right? There are a lot of cool people around here doing a lot of really cool things, handmade products that are local. I would rather have a few of those precious items to use than to stuff the garage, you know, full of Amazon.com products. They're products that are legacy, right? And they last.
And they're the actual product. When you order it, you get the actual real thing. Amazon, there's no guarantee. But when you go with these custom people, local people, you're going to get the real deal every time.
Yep. A ding in Amazon. I use Amazon every single week. It's just these are special products made by people who become the stories for Minnesota Bound. So there you go. I hope you have a great holiday season. And hopefully these gifts give you a few ideas. I am actually out of here for a couple of weeks. I think Laura and Ron will be taking the podcast between now and Christmas, but I'll be back to get you ready for the new year. And then we start talking about a new season of winter camping, of turkey hunting, of trout fishing, getting in the boat. Once the ice goes, a lot of stories ahead. So, Brandon, if I don't talk to you, have a great holiday.
I hope you do as well, Bill. I hope you do too.
All right. Before we go, a big thanks to all the sponsors who helped make the Minnesota Bound podcast happen. Of course, Kinetico, the Minnesota Propane Association, Star Bank, Hewitt Docks, the Minnesota Historical Society, and North Dakota Tourism. Until I see you next time, I'm Bill Shirk, the man about the woods. Don't forget to introduce a kid to the great outdoors.